Man, I love this guy from the start of his pro career out of Eastern Michigan University. Second round pick back in 1988. Wow. Man, he's 54. I'm 58. I'm feeling old right now. Grant Long joins us on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, my man?
Man, I am doing great considering all things with the world. I'm alive. What else can I say? I woke up this morning. I'm good. I'm great.
Well, what's been the craziest thing for you navigating this pandemic?
Missing all my friends, just having that contact with them day to day. I'm not a big phone guy, so I actually like to get out and be with my friends, do things with them. So I'm missing a lot of that. And secondly, I'm missing a lot of, I play ball just about every day, and I haven't played since late March. And this is going to probably thrust me into retirement. I retired from the NBA. Yeah, we know that, but I was playing pretty regularly, just pick up games at the local rec center with some guys that I know. But man, it's been 3 months now, and now I don't even feel like I want to play anymore. I don't even know if I can play anymore. I don't want to run up and down the court anymore and do all that kind of stuff. So it's probably going to send me into my second stage of retirement.
The NBA is holding off on retiring the season. They're going to do the bubble. That's going to start about the end of the month. Where are you at on this bubble concept, and how do you think it will play out?
I have not been on board with it from the word go, simply because we are now, and correct me if I'm wrong, we are 3 months into this pandemic. Am I right? Around there?
Yeah, a little bit longer now. We're pushing into the fourth month.
Okay, so with that being said, if you asked me 3 months ago, and ask me today, are we any closer to a cure or a vaccination or anything, anybody with any sense would have to say no. So what would give you the sense that it would be okay to gather all of these players together in one place and think that you could keep them safe? There's no way possible that you could do that. There's no indication that everything should go back to the way it was prior to the pandemic. Because like I said, there's been no vaccine, there's been no cure, there's been nothing. So what's the signal that says, okay, now we don't have to practice social distancing on the basketball court? I don't understand where this knowledge is coming from that Commissioner Stern or Adam Silver, rather, would say, okay, let's play basketball now in this bubble. Yeah, we'll contain everybody there. But, hey, didn't you hear that you could actually not test positive and still be a carrier of this and you still transport it? You could be atypical and not have any symptoms and yet still, transfer this virus. So where is the safety of all these players coming into fold at? I don't see it. So, no, I'm not for it, but if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, you got 3 weeks. I'll be curious to see how many players opt out between now and the start of resuming play down in Orlando. And, Grant, before I let you go, I did want to look back at the Palace for you, and it's going to be imploded tomorrow there in Auburn Hills, in the Detroit metro area. What's the moment for Grant Long at the Palace?
I got a couple of moments. First of all, I cut my teeth as an NBA player at the Palace. When I came back from, my first year in 1988, to come back and play in front of my hometown fans and my family at the Palace, that was huge. That was my hometown Pistons, and I'm playing in that arena that I went and watched so many games at, along at the Silver Dome as well. So to be able to play in my first year in the NBA, to be able to play in that Palace, that holds some memories for me. Now, moving on, when I became a Piston and we beat the Chicago Bulls there on a Sunday afternoon, that's probably right up there at the top for me as one of my best memories there at the Palace.
Best
for
concert.
For me personally.
Yeah. Well, what's the best concert just as a fan that you went to at the Palace that you still say that's one of the best shows I've ever seen?
Well, it's twofold, because the best concert I went to at the Palace was Luther Vandross.
Ooh, yeah.
Went there, and on top of that, after the concert was over, I got a chance to meet with him, go back to the green room. We sat and talked, me and a few other people, for about 25 or 30 minutes with him. So that was a great experience at that concert and at the Palace.
My guy could own, like Whitney. He could own, whether it's a room with 500 people or 50,000 people, he could own that room because of his voice. Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was tremendous.
Grant Long, former Piston, 15-year NBA career. My man, I appreciate your time here on the Huge Show, Cross Michigan. If you get a chance, we're now on weekday afternoons, 3 until 6 on AM 1270 in Detroit.
My guy, stay huge. Stay huge.
All right. See you, GL.
All right, buddy.
All right, Grant Long. He's good on air, too.